But did you ever see the places where they had a board and they where they when they swam?
Yeah, well, I seen that. They had a board and then they jump off. They used to fish that on the big canals, you know, where they had 8-9 foot of water. They used to put a board, you know, and the fella used to get up there and jump over in the water.
Yeah, you say he ran into the board and
jumped. Yeah, jumped in the water, dived in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could find enough water to swim anywhere in them canals around here then in those days, you know. They always did have deep canals around here, but they didn't have the drainage like they got today. You see, today when it gets dry, when you get 2-3 weeks dry, you ain't got no water in the canal. Them canals go dry now.
Yeah.
All them canals is open to the lakes. You know, they all go to the lakes. Them canal now.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, what did you use to wheel things around here? You know, big, heavy objects like bricks or?
Well, they always did have a wheelbarrow, you know.
Okay.
They always did have that. It was all made out of wood, you know.
Yes, sir.
And the wheel was made out of wooden spokes, you know, just like a cart wheel.
When you broke ground in the spring, what did you use?
We used a plow.
But did you have any different types?
No, they just had one kind of plow that you do all the work with, except you had what we call a plow, and then you had a middle buster, with a double plow, you understand?
Yeah.
You know, when it came to bust the center in between the two rows, you had what you call a middle buster. You used to throw dirt on two rows, you know?
Yeah.
You always did have that.
The trenches cut by the plow were called?
Plow for it, I believe
you bought
it.
Yeah. What about one, after you use the middle buster, you'd use a what?
Well, after that, in later years, the dish machine came, what they call a dish machine. You put two horses or two mules on there, and had three discs on each side, you know?
Yes, sir.
On each side of the row, you had three discs, and you had two levers. You pick them up, or you let them down. You know, you let them down, and when you get to the end of the row, well, you pick them up, or you let them down to go the distance that you want to go, to work your crop. You know, to make the dirt mealy and put to your crop. You know, you would angle that dish so it would throw the dirt to your crop the way you want, the amount of dirt you want to throw to your crop.
Yeah. And did you use something to break the ground up even finer with, you know, real fine with?
Well, we had harrows, what you call a harrow.
Yeah.
We had, they were made, they had two kind of harrow. They had what you call a revolving harrow. That was made, it would turn, as the mules pulled it would turn around, you know.
Oh, that was something.
A revolving harrow.
Yeah.
And then they had one that was made with like an A-frame this way, and then one piece in the center, and then a piece in the back across, and had some iron teats on there, about three-quarter inch square, and about 10 inches long.
Yes, sir.
And they had, I guess, about 25 or 30 of those on what you call a harrow. We used to call that a harrow. And then you hook two horses or two mule, whatever you want to hook on it, according to the size of the harrow you had. You had some harrows that were small, you used to hook one horse on it or one mule, and you had some that was bigger, you know, to prepare the land. You had a heavier harrow. That's how you would break the cloth.